Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Matt Horner and Kate Constable, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today after a major weekend in the NBA. This is on the Knicks to win and Jalen Brunson to have over 34.5 points boosted to plus 280 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
So this one is a little tricky, right? Okay, so I like the Knicks to win tonight. A little foreshadowing for my best bet today. Jalen Brunson to score 34.5, on the other hand, that's the tricky part of this, which is why you're getting plus 280. Because while Brunson can certainly go off for 30-plus points, 35, any given night, he has had a little trouble against the Sixers. They defend him very well. 22 points in that game one. The promising part of this is that he had 22 points and he shot 16% for three, only made one three, and only 30% from the field. So I had a really poor shooting night and still was able to score 22 points. He just hasn't gotten much past 22 against the Sixers this year. So that's kind of the one aspect of this boost that, you know, that's why you're getting plus 280. So manage your bankroll accordingly. But I do like the Knicks to win tonight. And Brunson's going to need to step up and have big games at some point throughout this series. So always worth it for him to have a big game. Matt, plus 280. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. You know, the Knicks are 4.5 favorites. So you're just getting them for win on the to win on the money line. So obviously you're getting a little bit of advantageous there. But yeah, Brunson, he had 22 in his last game. He's gone over this number in three of his last four games, obviously, and he's liable to go for 40 any given night. I actually had him one time. It was against the Bulls. It was like plus 700 for him to score 40 points, and I was like, "That's a ridiculous line. This guy can go off for 40 any night. He's a high scoring guard." So, yeah, I think it's definitely worth it. Plus 280. Put a little bit of a sprinkle on that, and you might be surprised.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 280 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet just $10. Get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet loses by entering code LUCY when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com and get your free three-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at sharp underscore side underscore, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets today, I'm going to Major League Baseball, and I am taking Brian De La Cruz to hit a home run against the Braves, plus 525 at BetMGM. This is from our Long Shots article on BetQL.com. Brian De La Cruz has hit three home runs in his last five games and four in his last eight games for a total of five home runs this season. So most of his home runs this year, the majority of them, have come very recently and against Bryce Elder, who is starting for the Braves tonight in his season debut. De La Cruz is batting .600 with four hits, including two singles, a double, and a home run. So I think this is a great spot for him to keep his momentum going and hit another home run tonight, plus 525 at BetMGM.
Love it. Is he related to Ellie De La Cruz by chance?
They might be twins. No, I don't think they are. Okay. It's like there was a meme of the twins that were in Harry Potter that were the Weasleys. They're like, oh, are you related? And they're like, actually, no, we met at the audition. they're like identical twins.
I love it.
Yeah, brothers.
That could be twins in that manner. Yes. Sure, we'll go with that. Yes. I'm going to go back to this Knicks-Sixers game. I'm going to take the Knicks -4.5. Joel Embiid does not look healthy. And if Joel Embiid's not fully healthy, the Sixers are going to suffer. It's going to be a long series for them. I just, that's pretty much the handicap here. Embiid can't keep him off the offensive boards. Knicks had 23 0 boards in that game. I wouldn't be shocked if Embiid went down at any point. I mean, I don't wish that upon him by any means, but at any point he can injure his knee and be out for the entire season. He tweaked it in that first game. He didn't look right when he came back. If he's not 100%, I don't like the Sixers at all in this series. So I'm back in the Knicks again at home tonight, -4.5.
Yeah, it's unfortunate about Joel, man. Guy's a superstar, but he can't stay healthy. It reminds me of my guy, Derrick Rose. It's really unfortunate. So I'm going to go with the I'm going to go back to the diamond here. I'm going to take the Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers -8. I got this at 8.5 last night. It's down to 8. It's actually at 7.5 in some places. It's coming down. You got Joe Ross on the mound for the Brewers. You got Jared Jones on the mound for the Pirates, who's been really good. Jared Jones, the rookie there. And honestly, I'm fading Pittsburgh's offense here against the righty. I know Ross hasn't been great, but Pittsburgh's offense has really been sputtering at the plate lately after a hot start going up against a righty here in Ross. They have an 85 WRC plus. So I'm fading them. Milwaukee's been really good against right-handers, but Jones has been fantastic. He's got his 0.78 whip. And I think he can handle the Brewers enough for this to stay under eight. So eight, you might get the push, but I still like it. Under eight for the Pirates and the Brewers.
Nice. Love that. Get in on all of these bets and the odds boost, plus do 80 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.